This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Shad. I want to bring this up real quick. Joe Shad asked a question to Dolphins fans because he covers the Dolphins. Used to be of ESPN, and he covers the Fish for the Palm Beach Post. And he said, should the Dolphins ask or instruct Tua Tagovailoa to stay completely away from any potential tackles after a turnover? 74% said, actually almost 75% said yes. And my response was, all quarterbacks should be instructed to avoid tackling after turnovers. It's not going to make the situation better, and in some cases will alter the franchise and future beyond anyone's imagination.
I am in total agreement.
No quarterbacks ever. No. Unless it's a playoff game and it's what, like if it were the Roethlisberger situation, it's like, all right, knock yourself out because we're going to lose anyway if you don't get him. But man,
I just watched the Chargers last week and Justin Herbert had a ball tipped at the line. It was picked off. Who were the Chargers playing? I don't even know.
They were playing the Tennessee Titans.
He started running over there and he got juked right there on the goal line, and I'm like, no, dude, get out. I know you're mad you gave. Mm-hmm. And I know you're thinking, hey, if I could just run them out of bounds, then they got it's goal to go, but you know, it's tough to score down here sometimes. It's not worth it. It's never worth it. Get out of the way. Let them score.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda ain't fun, but if Baker doesn't try to make after Anthony Schwartz alligator arms that pass. And if Baker doesn't try to make that tackle,
does it change things forever here?
He gets probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $280 million.
It's crazy to think about.
I'm serious. He probably gets $260 to $280. Most is guaranteed. Out of the draft, God, who do you take? And then, honestly, we are arguing and bickering every day on the radio if he is a guy that can take us to the promised land. And the vitriol is strong. Like, now, there's very few people that will give us a fight. Like, nobody's calling in to say Deshaun Watson can still do it. It's over. That's done. And anybody who does believe that, they're going to put their head in the sand and they're not going to listen to this. So that's it. I'm talking to nobody there.
And hope we don't remember.
and hope we don't remember. But if Baker doesn't try to make that tackle and they just live to play another down, I mean, he might have gotten hurt against Arizona for crying out loud, but who knows? So many things are different. I don't think that we are like Super Bowl champs. I can't guarantee that. But I think we're a playoff team multiple times, not just last year. I do think there is a big argument of, is he worth the money? Was he worth the tanking? Is he the type of guy that can get over? I think that he's the same guy. Like, is he as good as, can he be as good as and beat Josh Allen or Mahomes or Burrow or Lamar or any of that stuff? And those are much more fun conversations to have than, do you think Jameis Winston can play well enough to be the starter in 2025? That's a hell of a lot better conversation to have, isn't it? Boy, never ever. I don't care what level you're at. My buddy's son, who's the quarterback of our team, you throw a pick, son, get out of the way.
The humiliation of it and the rage of it that these guys start thinking, I can't believe that just happened. And now I've totally made a blunder and I have to try to fix it.
It looks bad. You feel bad. You feel bad. You're like, a lot of these times when they go to try to make the tackle, you're in either a pressure pack situation where you're trying to win and you have to go down the field, or you're on your way in. Like, you're at their 30 and you're thinking, man, this drive is coming together. We can put one in the end zone here and get going with this. And then you turn it over. It's frustrating. Usually there was a turnover earlier that day and you go try to make a tackle and you look terrible. Things like your shoulder being broken doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't lead to good things. It just doesn't lead to good things. Stay out of there. Like, you and I having a great big argument earlier today, and then Daryl, which, guys, I love Daryl, but if we're going to do this, and we will, we are going to get into this in earnest, which, by the way, I'm convinced they're going to take Jalen Milroe now because I don't want them, and they're going to take him. They're going to take Jalen Milroe. I guarantee it. It's going to happen. Mark it down, Owen. We got to watch these games, guys. And you can't just sit there and tell me, well, he didn't do well against Georgia Tech. No, Cam Ward, as of right now, Cam Ward's my guy. I like Cam Ward a whole bunch. Shedeur Sanders will be there. We can talk about Shedeur Sanders. But there is a conversation to be had, and I'll grant you this, and I will grant Daryl this. I mean, he doesn't need my permission for nothing. But if Jameis Winston plays well enough over the final eight games, okay, we'll see where it goes. Because you could win some football games and then be out of that position where, do you want to trade up for one of these guys? Would that be it? Because I see the mock drafts, and you got Travis Hunter going number one overall. I think that there might be some teams at the top of the draft. Maybe they don't need quarterbacks. But I think that usually, you know how this league works, Anthony. Like, these guys, some of these guys are going to go right up. I mean, at this
They're
point
all
last
get
year,
overdrafted.
At this point last year, J.J. McCarthy was just starting to rise. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning of the year, it's like, third-round pick. Third-round guy, you'll come in, be a hell of a hand. And now you got Cam Ward going number two overall, according to Ryan Wilson, to the New York Giants. Cam Ward, number two. He's got us taking Tet McMillan, who's a tremendous wide receiver out of Arizona. I worry about his injury history. And then, of course, Chris Trapasso has us taking Jalen Milroe. They're going to take Jalen Milroe. He has us taking Jalen Milroe over Cam Ward. Can't wait for my future. That's going to be fun.
All right. Well, you can always change your mind, too, if he's good. Bo Nix last
can
year.
I?
Did he end up going 12?
Can I? I just started. I screamed at you at 640.
And where did Kenny Pickett end up going?
Number 20 overall. He's the first quarterback off the board.
They're all going to get overdrafted. We know that. Obviously, right now, most of the pundits. Oh, no, not most. Almost all the pundits are out on these guys in terms of guaranteed prospect. Like, this guy is going to come in and elevate your quarterback room. But I just know the way that this league works and how a lot of it, and I used to not think this. I used to think you're either good or you're not. Doesn't matter where you go. I think that's changing again. I think we're getting back to, it does depend where you go, and it does kind of help in certain situations.
Now more than ever.
And
I'm glad.
How's your offensive line?
Thank you for coming over.
Well, look at Nathan. Nathan just came on and was like, the offensive line play in this league is terrible. But if you can go to a team that has a decent offensive line,
it has become more important than it's ever been. It's a cyclical league, and maybe at some point we might get back to, hey, you're either good or you're not, and that's it. Because there's some guys that are just undeniable. You know, I made the biggest case ever back in the day. Like, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be Patrick Mahomes had the Browns taken him at that time. I don't know. That talent is just undeniable. I don't think I could. But, like, you look at Caleb Williams, and I went off on a diatribe during the preview show a couple of nights ago. Well, why, if you were going to make a change, why didn't you just make a change there? Like, that seems so Brownsian. Well, we're going to leave the head coach there, and he's going to have his offensive coordinator there, even though no one's going to respect him. And then we're going to bring in Caleb Williams. And go, the only thing that's changed for Caleb Williams is the jersey, and that you're officially being paid for the job now. That's it. I mean, they're going to win based on you. They're going to win based on whether or not you can get the ball to your wide receivers. Your offensive line is still not good. Your defense is better with the Bears, but your defense is still not that great. And it's still based on all you. You need support. These guys will need support. And that's maybe the best argument I can give to a guy like Kevin Stefanski, where, like, I don't care if they win or if they lose against New Orleans. I'm not going to care about Kevin Stefanski's job and saying he must lose his job, unless it's just egregious coming up on Sunday. Because I know that they said, well, it's a fireable, in the afternoon, they said it's a fireable offense if he loses to, if they lose to New Orleans. I don't know. Can he take care of a good quarterback? I mean, he had a guy once who looked like he could take care of a good quarterback. Can he do that?
Will it even be Kevin Stefanski?
That's the thing. Can he do that?
You know, grooming this guy.
Because you need support with these guys. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Josh. Got to go quick. Go.
What if Baker never threw that pick and busted up his shoulder? I love that we're actually having this conversation. I would think...
Well, it was a sidebar. Hey, I don't know if it was a full-on, but go ahead. Quick, go.
But let's think about it. Right now, he's still... The one thing that's been consistent with Baker is he keeps getting new coordinators, and right now, in Burrow, the most passing touchdowns in the league, top five in every category in terms of completion percentage, yards, and all that.
Yeah.
How would he look with the two-time coach of the year if he would have just stayed Pat and you keep all your draft picks? Because I hear a lot of people kept saying at the time, screw the contract, this is what quarterbacks get paid. So screw what you were going to pay Baker Mayfield.
We would still have your picks. Honestly, Josh, thank you for the call. We'd have three more picks, so who knows where we'd be with those guys. And then we would be probably arguing whether or not he has the goods to make it over the hump with all those other guys. And there would be an argument about, well, should we just cut bait with him because he ain't good enough to play? That would be brought up as well. But no, you'd be in a better position. Let's be serious about that. And that's why you never go try to make that tackle.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.